Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with the Old City Sports Network. Week 13 now wrapped up, and we are now on to week 14. The final week before playoffs in most leagues. If not, you may have two more weeks if you're in like a four-team playoff. But this is most likely your last chance to make this final playoff push if you are still in the hunt. Even if you are out, definitely still be setting your lineups. Play that spoiler role.
Fuck you, Matt.
Coming for it.
No.
But we will be here to make sure that you are good for that final push this week. So for today's episode, we'll start with a combination of Calm or Chaos, Trust or Bust, breaking down week 13. Then we'll preview week 14 with some rankings, breakdown, starts and sits of the week, some game picks, and then wrap up with some trivia with Q as always. Feel free to drop your start sit questions in the chat if you have any. We will try to get to them throughout the episode, but let's get right into Calm or Chaos and Trust or Bust talking about last week. So, at the quarterback position, a couple of bad games starting off. Justin Herbert, 7.98 points, 22 of 37, 212 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, just a mid football game all around versus the Patriots. Also had 15 points the week before. Is it calm or chaos here for Jay Herbo?
Overrated.
Chaos.
Yeah, that guy stinks.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it's definitely chaos, but I spoke when I was talking to Sean before the show. The Chargers aren't really helping him. Nope. Quentin Johnson should be in China playing football right now because he's awful. He said he thinks he's going to retire his mom. His mom might need to go back to work. But yeah, it's chaos. I mean, he has a favorable schedule upcoming, but not looking too good at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you have another option, like, definitely wouldn't be scared to go to that option. But Denver and the Raiders the next 2 weeks are pretty juicy. Buffalo's also not scary, and Denver again. I think it's better days than the last couple of matchups. Baltimore, New England, you hoped for better, but New England's been playing teams well on defense. I don't think they've allowed more than like 15 points in their last few games, but they're also just not scoring. So they're playing in really ugly football games.
No way. Jordan Love?
Jordan Love, I'd consider. I have them close. I think I have them at 9 and 10 this week in my ranks, but I have Herbert at 9. So I wouldn't be mad at it.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that more in terms of our rankings in a little bit. But I do think it's chaos, but you might not have a better option. You might be stuck with them. Kyler Murray, 13.8 points, 13 to 23, 145 yards, one tutty. 9 carries for 20 yards as well. This is his worst game this season. Calm or chaos on Kyler?
Chaos.
In his defense, he did have to take 2 long breaks because of the weather, which made no sense. But
any chaos,
more time to game plan.
He's playing the Steelers.
Probably playing Call of Duty but
in Pittsburgh. Show. And the stupid Cardinals won by 14 against the Steelers. If the Steelers were a decent football team, Kyler would have had to throw a ton more in that game. I think the Cardinals are going to be losing in every game for the rest of their season, most likely. So Kyler will throw more. I'm staying calm. Never again will they be up 2 touchdowns on a team this season. Never again. Cardinals stink. So good for Kyler's fantasy value. Patrick Mahomes, 15 points, 21 to 33, 210 yards, 1 tutty, 1 pick. Also had 4 carries for 26 yards. He's only broken 25 fantasy points 1 time since week 4, QB8 on the season. Calm or chaos here from Mahomes heading towards this playoff push.
Oh, this guy stinks.
He's just mid.
He's going to finish outside the top 10 quarterbacks, and I'm praying on it. Top 12, fuck it.
You called it.
Yeah.
Why did they not replace Tyreek?
They took him for granted. They took Patrick Mahomes for granted.
Because they didn't need him last year. Like, they won the fucking Super Bowl last year without Tyreek, so it didn't matter. But they let Juju go, which isn't much, but was still better than what they have low-key. So
Rashi clears.
Yeah, Rashi is literally the only like guy worth a damn, and he has like 10 drops this season. Like, the wide receivers are bad. They have the most drops in the league by a ton. It's tough for Mahomes, but he's mid-Homes, but I think you just have to lower expectations, keep rolling him out there. You just gotta accept what he is.
Any week he can boom.
Yeah, and if you do get in the playoffs, round two, you should have him playing the Raiders, which will usually result in pretty good fantasy points. He had 24 against them, which is his best game since week 7 in the most recent stretch. So, yeah. Trust or bust for quarterbacks, just one guy, Jordan Love, 29.68 points, 25 of 36, 267 yards, 3 touchdowns, added 10 yards on the ground. Last 4 games, 20.66, 24.88, 32.62, and then 29.68 this week. He's all the way up to QB9 on the season. When we trust Jordan Love heading into the fantasy playoffs.
It could just be like another one of those stretches like the beginning of the season, but I don't know. He's not looking bad.
I think I'm trusting.
I think I'm trusting too.
I think I'm trusting also.
Yeah, the receiving core looks like they're actually helping them out. Christian Watson has risen from the dead.
Although he's probably out this week, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Which... I traded him for MT.
Oh.
Yikes.
Like 30 minutes before he...
Oh, yeah, he got arrested or something.
God, man.
Yeah, that's brutal. Nah, it's all good. T-Watt's not playing anyways. I still think Jordan Love should be fine. Those games earlier in the season where he had that good stretch was without Christian Watson anyways. So, yeah, I think he should be fine with or without T-Watt moving forward. Schedule's pretty light, and they're actually in the hunt for the playoffs. So he's going to be playing hard. Trusting Jordan Love moving forward. Question in the chat on Flex. Should I start Christian Watson, Jordan Addison, or Godwin?
Godwin!
Godwin's Jordan Addison.
Going down.
Kind of ugly.
I kind of like Addison, too.
I think Addison was fine when JJF was there. Don't act like he was doing nothing.
He might
with
be better.
Josh Dobbs?
I know, but Watson's not playing. So if Watson is playing, I'm starting Watson out of these three. If he's cleared and fully healthy. He's been putting up better numbers. But
I
think I'm going Addy too. Godwin stinks, dude.
Yeah. He does stink, but
he stinks.
JJ first game back, he's gonna get fed. Addy
is too. Addy can catch a bomb. Dude, Godwin hasn't broken 10 points since week 8.
Meanwhile, Mike Evans is top 10 wide receiver at 50 years old.
Exactly. I can't trust Godwin right now. I mean, if this guy's roster, if it's like your flex and you just need solid points because you match up pretty good everywhere else. Then, yeah, Godwin will get you that 7 to 10 points. But if you need a little bit more of a boom, I'm starting Addison or Watson. But I don't think Watson's going to play. So I would probably have to go Addison there. But we'll see. And you might not know if Watson's going to play until Monday. So that would hurt you even more. Moving on to running back. Calm or chaos on DeAndre Swift. 4 points against the Niners the other night. He did only play 42% of the snaps because he got hit hard and missed some of the game, but had 6 carries, 13 yards, and then caught 2 of 6 targets for 7 yards. So pretty abysmal night for Swift. Calm or chaos there?
Calm.
I think it's calm. Though I understand they need to run the ball a little more.
Yeah. Niners defense is tough anyways, but the Eagles did not run the ball.
And they were getting blown out.
Yeah,
so. I forgot about that game. I erased it from
Swift will be fine.
Yeah, I think better days are ahead for Swift. O-line should be healthier than it was the first time we played Dallas. And he's cleared the injury report, so that injury did not really hurt him at all. So he should be fine this week. Roll him out there. Austin Ekeler, though, 4.7 points, 57% of the snaps, 14 carries for 18 yards. 2 catches on 3 targets for 9 yards. Last 3 games, he has 7 points, 9.4 points, and then 4.7 points. Calmer chaos.
And now about to lose his job to Josh Kelly.
Dude, if he loses his job to Josh Kelly,
they need to bring back Kalen Ballage. That guy was good for the Chargers.
Bring back Danny Woodhead.
Please.
No, we don't need other guys, Sean Love. Silly in the passing game, man. Two of the last 3 games, he has 3 targets. That's what's killing him. It's chaos for sure. You probably don't have a better option to start over Ekeler. Benching him seems still insane, especially against Denver, who's bottom 3, I think, against running backs in fantasy. But it's ugly right now. It's fucking ugly. I'm still starting it, but it sucks. I hate looking at him in my lineup now. What is going on, Tom? Appreciate the love and you coming through. Moving on to Devin Singletary, 46% of the snaps. He had 5 fantasy points, 8 carries for 36 yards, caught his only target for 4 yards with Damian Pierce back in the mix. Comcast here for Singy.
Did we really expect him to take over the RB1 role and be
It looked good.
I kind of expected it.
We knew what Singy was.
He was all in on it. Q said Damian Pierce lost his job and should be released.
The first week back, Damian Pierce still was doing nothing, and Singletary had it. And then back last week, I guess it was bound to happen. But I was
drinking the Singy juice. Sometimes the Singy juice is good, man.
I've never taken a sip. When he was in Buffalo, would not even get close to that cup. But I fucking chugged it.
Yeah, he can get you hyped for no reason. Yeah, it's chaos on Singletary. I wouldn't start unless I was forced to. Jahmyr Gibbs, 6.4 points, 45% of the snaps, 8 carries, 60 yards. Caught one of his 2 targets for negative 6 yards. The Monty show is back. Is it chaos for Gibbs?
Get this man involved.
Lions pissed me off.
Dude, he was a monster for 4 straight weeks.
The ball 8 times. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense. It's a little bit chaotic, but you're probably still starting for the upside of him literally breaking off any carry for like 100 yards. So it's always a chance.
I would like a 100-yard touchdown.
That'd be juicy. All right, moving on to trust or bust. Some guys that did well this past week, and if you can trust them, moving on here. So Devin Achane. I still don't know how to say it. It's like week fucking 13. He's on my team. 25.3 points, 61% of the snaps, 17 carries for 73 yards, 2 tutties, and also caught 3 of 4 targets for 30 yards. Are we trusting Achane?
1,000% I'm trusting.
Trust.
I trust him. I guess I'm still asleep on him. Like, why is he so good?
He's like the same bull as Kyren Williams.
Why is he so good?
It's just they give him the volume and most of his fantasy points this year have come in the games where they've literally blown the backs out of teams. 45-15 versus the Commanders and 70 points versus the Broncos were his 2 monster games. The other 2, he was also good. But he's just putting up massive points and they're using him a ton in the red zone. I guess they're kind of like not wanting to fully rely on Mostert unless they're forced to just because of his injury history. Got to trust him right now. Anytime he's on the field and playing at least 50% of the snaps, he's had playing at least 40% of the snaps, he's had at least 23.5 fantasy points. So
menace.
Insane. James Conner, 22.5 points. He was my sit of the week last week. I hope you did not listen to me. 76% of the snaps, high since week 1, 25 carries, 105 yards, and 2 touchdowns, 0 targets. 2 targets, 0 catches. Are we trusting Conner?
Fuck no.
His
fourth game with double digits.
It's crazy that he did all that with no catches. That's like his specialty, but I don't know. Kind of like him. The team stinks, though, so I can't really trust him.
Like Sean said, there's no way the Cardinals are going to be up 14 against any team for the rest of the season. So
yeah.
Sometimes the game script just ain't going to go his way, and they're obviously going to report the run. But for now, it's nice to enjoy.
Yeah.
But he's on a bye this week, and then next week or the week after that, he plays the 49ers.
Yeah, you can't use them until week 16 at the earliest, and that's if you're in the second round of the playoffs, and at that point you probably have been starting someone else. So yeah, it's not great for James Conner. I would only start if desperate next week. So yeah, it's trust if based on matchup, but there's not many spots left to trust that. So is what it is. Chuba Hubbard, 22.4 points, 25 carries, 104 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Even with 0 targets, back-to-back 20-point games for Hubbard. Are we trusting this?
Hell no.
I'm not trusting him at all.
Yeah, no. I can't either. They paid Miles Sanders for no reason. It seems like Chuba has been outperforming him all season.
Not this week.
Booby's been banged up, but Chuba's looked better carrying the ball at least. At the Saints, Atlanta, not favorable matchups against division rivals. I just don't love it. Don't love it for Hubbard, and this team stinks, so not trusting. Only if you're desperate. Question in the chat about running backs before we move on to wide receivers. Need running backs. I have Najee Harris, Jahmyr Gibbs, or Kenneth Walker III. I'm not sure Kenneth plays this week. Najee's playing tonight. Gibbs. Yeah, I think you just have to go Gibbs.
Yep, 1,000%. I'm sitting Najee.
Yeah, it's not a great matchup for Najee on Thursday. And if he is playing, he's like forcing to play this week, which is doing a little too much against the Patriots. So they could easily just rely on Warren late game if they do go up, which is a possibility. Yep. So yeah, got to go Gibbs there, as much as it's been tough. Moving on to wide receiver, calm or chaos, starting with Hollywood Brown, 0 points, 53% of the snaps, 0 catches on 3 targets. He did get banged up, and this one also came into this one banged up, but it's been pretty bad since Kyler's been back with Hollywood, unfortunately.
Chaos, Kyler sucks.
He's literally like not startable. There's no shot I'm starting him.
Droppable.
Like heading into the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't think he's droppable. Still think he's a matchup-based flex, but I don't love him. I'm not starting him. I'm starting Rashee Rice over him probably throughout the duration of the playoffs, unless Rashee Rice falls off a cliff in the next 2 weeks.
Matchup-based flex is a cute way of saying droppable.
I mean, it's the same thing.
You're just giving him all these names to keep him on a roster.
I mean, he had 14 points last week. Like, it was looking up the first couple weeks he was playing against the connection wasn't back yet. But yeah, I'm holding on to hope. All right. I'm holding on to
wide receiver 4, droppable bye week fill, and you're giving him all these titles. Just
I'm holding on to the wide receiver 20 through the first 8 weeks with Josh Dobbs. Unfortunately, Kyler's not feeding him as much.
Astronaut is now in Minnesota.
Yeah. Josh Dobbs better than Kyler. Confirmed.
Horrible take.
Confirmed.
He's moving on.
Too. Smarter, too.
Definitely smarter. Don't get me wrong about that.
And
everyone's taller. I don't know about that one, Chief.
I'll take baldy Josh Dobbs over midget Kyler anyway. What if
Kyler was bald?
He'd be disgusting.
He looked like Mini-Me from Boston. <Yeah. laughs>
All right, moving on to Terry McLaurin, 0 points. Same exact kind of stat line, 0 catches on 3 targets. Terry's last 4 games, 7.3 points, 9.3 points, 9 points, 0 points. I think it's chaos for sure here.
Yeah.
That's
the Curtis Samuel show again somehow. He always makes a run every fucking year.
I think Terry could bounce back after the bye, but I'm not going into my first round playoff matchup being like, all right, Terry's going to bounce back after 4 straight bad games. So I'm not trusting right now. It's chaos.
Yep. There's like hope because they throw so much, but I don't know. Terry obviously hasn't been getting it, so.
I know. Like, they had to throw a ton versus the Dolphins. He got 0 fucking catches.
Well, actually, that's the lowest Sam Howell's thrown since week 6.
Well, that's just.
But before that, I mean,
the whole game.
At least 40 times every game since week 6.
I know. And even then, weeks 40 times every game, still the last 4 games, he's been buns. Yeah. So we shall see. I'm not loving Terry McLaurin right now. It's chaos. Question in the chat, Swift or Zeke in full PPR?
Swift.
I do like Zeke tonight, but I'm going Swift there. I'm not getting too cute heading into the fantasy playoffs. I'm starting Swift.
Patriots are so fucking bad.
Swift's going to get like at least 20 carries on Sunday.
There's a chance Bill Belichick just runs out the third string running back all night.
Like, who's that?
I don't even know, but there's a chance it happens. Back
Rex Burkhead.
We've seen him do it before with like freaking Jonah Gray.
Third string is Jamichael Hasty.
Jamichael Hasty, yeah.
Oh, easily a chance Jamichael Hasty gets half the work tonight.
He looks like Ramondre.
You might think it's him, Bill Belichick.
And they still have Ramondre. They still have nut-ass Ty Montgomery, too. So.
Oh my God.
How is he not retired?
I don't know. But, yeah. I do like Zeke tonight, but I'm going safer there with Swift.
Yep.
All right, back to Calmer Chaos. Adam Thielen, 5.5 points. 3 catches on 6 targets for 25 yards. He had 1 point the week before. He has 10.2 points or fewer in 4 of his last 5. Is he even still a flex option?
Not right now. Not until otherwise. He's on the hottest streak, and now he just, by the time, caught up to him midseason.
Yeah, man, it is not good. This is kind of what I expected Thielen to be in general. Like 15 point ceiling, but like he clearly showed that he has this incredible ceiling earlier in the year. But I'm thinking the coach's mindset kind of want to see what they have in the younger guys throughout the rest of the year. That's why Mingo's been a little bit more involved the last couple of weeks. I'm not 100% sure. It's all just a guess, but it's chaos for Thielen. I don't know if he's startable right now. unless you're like desperate. Amari Cooper, 6.4 points, only played 32% of the snaps, did leave with a concussion. Is he still a reliable option if playing? He has less than 10 points in his last three.
Probably not.
Nope, not at all.
I kind of like him with Flacco.
What?
I kind of like him with Flacco.
I mean, it he only played a full game.
Snaps had 6.4. Give him double that in 60% of the snaps. It's
all right, 12. Nice 12.
Yeah, nice 12. Could happen.
If you, with that logic, I guess I'll trust him.
Yeah, but he's also hurt. So, like, he's got a concussion. He's probably not going to play this week. Obviously avoiding if he's not playing, but if he does play, a little bit nervous, would rather just wait and see one more week.
Yep.
If you have another option. Matt, this your boy guy. Calvin Ridley, 7.3 points, four catches.
Skip him for 1 week, please.
On eight targets for 26 yards. Christian Kirk left early. Now Trevor Lawrence is also out. Calvin Jasper for Ridley. Bethard.
Go ahead, Matt.
He's not playing this week. You're dreaming. How do you know? It's did a high ankle sprain.
In some form today?
No, but it's a high ankle sprain. He's not playing. And if he does, he's a nut. He's not going to be mobile.
Yeah, well, CJ Beathard's going to feed Ridley, so I don't care. I'm trusting. I'm fine. I'm calm.
Beathard loves Ingram. That's about it.
I think it's still calm, especially if Trevor Lawrence is able to play. But obviously, since Kirk is out, his target share should go up. So I'm staying calm, but it's not like the calmest of calm. I'm still nervous. We've seen Ridley hurt us in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we'll just about every week but three.
Yep. All right, moving on to trust or bust for wide receivers. Puka is back, 25.9 points. Only played 63% of the snaps because he did leave for a little bit with an injury. But
he died, he said. He said he felt like he died and he came back.
Well, he came back to life and played. Four catches, seven targets, 105 yards and a touchdown. Also had two carries for 34 yards. Are we trusting Puka?
Take it away, Q.
I'm trusting.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
He also had like an 80-yard run, I think I heard, but he got called back on like a flag. But like, where's Cooper Kupp? He did score a touchdown, so he was still there.
He had like 17.
Yeah, but he didn't have a whatever 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he had garbage time touchdown when they were up super late, like in the late fourth quarter. He got the touchdown to put them up even more. Yeah, I'm trusting Puka.
Puka, best wide
especially out of these two.
Rookie in existence. Possibly.
Not true.
Statistically, he might be.
No, he's not, Q.
I don't know what you look at, but look it up.
He's already played 12 games. He has 77 catches, 1,000 yards, and four touchdowns.
Zeke they made had, a big deal. I mean, about
OBJ had like 100 catches, like 1,200 yards, and like 15 touchdowns in 12 games. As a
all right,
and he only played 12 games.
Right. All right, well, there's still some games left.
He's already beat, though, in 12-game sample size. OBJ yeah. only played 12 games.
Just a lot of what-ifs.
I don't think
he's one of the best rookie wide receivers.
Ever.
Ever. I would agree with that. Puka has been a monster.
I'm worried he's going to suck next year,
though. I think he's a fluka.
Ooh.
Damn. Oh, yeah?
Fluka yeah. Nakua.
Cooper Kupp's a fluke, too. Flooper. Fluker Kupp.
All right, moving on to the old man, DeAndre Hopkins, 18.9 points, five catches on 12 targets for 75 yards and a touchdown. Does sneakily have 10-plus points in four of his last six games, but he does have a couple of duds mixed in there. Are you trusting D-Hop heading into the playoffs?
No.
Trust at your own risk.
He's low-key wide receiver 22.
I know. Like, what the hell? He had that big 36-point game, which really helped him there. But he's also, like, hasn't had, like, the worst busts either.
Yeah.
Like, when he's busting, sometimes it's, like, 7 or 8.
Hey, he's busting. Sean's upset because this is ruining his narrative with that wide receivers die in Tennessee.
Yeah, it is. It would have been true, honestly, if Will Levis didn't revive his career with a 36-point bomb. Stop. I mean, headed to the graveyard.
He was bound to have one.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely proven me wrong a bit. D-Hop has been pretty solid, but I don't know if I'm fully trusting heading into the offs. A little risky with this team that's going to be tanking. They're going to get destroyed this week against Miami. They also get Houston twice, who could also blow them out. And Seattle. No,
D-Hop revenge games.
Yeah, there is a revenge aspect there. I guess.
It's never true, but just
it did work for James Conner. I tried to go against it, and he got 22. So, but yeah, D-Hop, trust at your own risk. I like that. Parker Washington, 18.1 points, 59% of the snaps, 6 catches on 6 targets for 61 yards and a touchdown. Came in after Christian Kirk went down and pretty much took over that role and looked pretty solid. Is he trustworthy or is this just a fluke?
Calvin really wishes he was Parker Washington.
Shut your door. Don't you say that.
I'm not trusting.
No way.
Yeah. Scooping out of your bench, but not trusting in your lineup. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't play, I do think that benefits Parker Washington if you're desperate, because Bethard probably has a pretty good relationship with Parker Washington playing on second string in practice. So might be a go-to guy for him. But still a way risky flex. Moving on to tight end. Just 2 guys for Comcast. No one for Trust or Bust because no poopy tight ends went off this week. David Njoku, 3.7 points. 2 catches on 6 targets for 17 yards. Are you still fine with Njoku, or is this chaos?
Remember he had 15 targets?
Yeah.
In a game.
Yeah, that was wild. Why did he do that?
I have no idea. But it's calm. He had 10 points in 8 straight games. I think Flacco will get him more involved, especially if Cooper doesn't play. So calm for Njoku if you're starting him at tight end. Pat Freiermuth, 5.9 points, 3 catches on 5 targets for 29 yards. Pickett obviously left this game early. This game also took 10 hours. Calmer chaos, though, for Muth heading into tonight's game, too.
Chaos. Yeah. He had us. He had us last week.
He almost had me. I knew better.
Pat
Freiermuth is new.
I still think he's all right. Matt Canada's gone. I'm still having hope in the Steelers offense. I think the rain and Pickett going down kind of threw them off. I think this game's also going to suck tonight, though, so I'm definitely not fucking starting him tonight. But I do think he's worth at least holding on your roster at this point.
I bet. He's going to stink.
Yeah, he is.
Probably tonight, yeah. I think everyone's going to stink.
Yeah.
The over-under is, like, the lowest in, like, years.
I'm taking the under.
The lowest ever is 28.5. It's at 30.
They're not going to touch 20.
Yeah.
Patriots didn't even get the 7 last week.
They didn't even get the 1 last week.
No, I mean like the game.
I know. Yeah, brutal. The Chargers love playing down to their competition.
They're
bonkers. So bad.
They're so bad. We'll talk about them later too. Before we move on to the rankings breakdown, sponsor for this episode is Fanatics. For this NFL season, we have been partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. And we are now 18 days from Christmas. I know some of you still have some shopping to do, and Fanatics has all the stuff for your Christmas lift this year with jerseys, t-shirts, merchandise, and more. So go to the link in our bio on all platforms to take advantage of their sale going on right now. You can use code PRESENT to get up to 50% off your order. Get that holiday shopping done while there is still time with Fanatics through our link, because it helps us out a ton. We greatly appreciate your support. What is up, Yeet 56?
Do they sell M&M candy canes on Fanatics?
Maybe.
T-Gods, do you know?
That's not even funny, man. That was the worst ever, dude.
Maybe he just thought it was a T jersey.
He fucking stopped at CVS on the way and fucking picked that shit up.
Yeet's got a long question for us, so we will be ready for it when you drop it. But let's get right into some quarterback talk. For now, just curious, do you guys also have Dak as your QB1 this week, or am I insane?
Let me see. You're insane. You might just be insane.
Yeah, you're insane.
Yeah, you're insane. Yeah. I have Jalen Hurts at 1.
Yep. I have Hurts at 2.
I have Prescott at 3.
I've just seen the Eagles defense get absolutely destroyed, so I'm mentally preparing myself by putting Dak at 1.
Very possible. Maybe they'll try and run the ball because they're brain dead.
Maybe. I hope so. But that secondary is scary right now. I'm scared as a Birds fan.
Yeah, no, we got Darius Leonard. We're elite. We're elite again.
Darius Leonard.
He was talking about how he couldn't walk like 6 months ago. Like,
that's great.
He scares me to even like put on the field.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right, moving on. We touched on Justin Herbert earlier. I just wanted to know if you guys moved him down at all for this week. Is he still a top 10 option for you?
I haven't met. 9.
All right, Q. Me too.
Yeah.
7-10.
Matt?
9. 9.
T-God's the only one below, but still all happens a top 10 option, so lock him in. Obviously, I think this is a better matchup for him, so he should be better, but we've seen him struggle, so don't love it. Jordan Love gets the Giants, as we just talked about as well. May lose C-Watt, as we talked about, but is he still a top 10 option for you this week?
I have him at 10.
So I have him at 11.
I got him at 10.
If C-Watt's not playing, it hurts a little bit, but.
Yeah, but I still think he should be fine. Giants defense has been pretty good, but yeah, they have been. I do think they could still get beat. Like, I'm not scared of this defense. I think teams are just playing down to them.
Boom.
They've also played bad teams like the Patriots and whatnot recently, so Jordan Love should be fine. Question in the chat, he dropped it. 4 questionables this week. Amari Cooper, Aaron Jones, Dalton Schultz, and Kenneth Walker. Might have to start Deontay Johnson by default. Injury reports aren't great for them. Also has Thielen, but does not trust him anymore. Oh, man, that's such a horrible situation to be in.
So what's the question?
Basically, should he start Deontay or Thielen?
Oh, basically, Deontay.
He has to start Deontay tonight if he wants to start Deontay. If he doesn't, and Amari Cooper, Aaron Jones, and Kenneth Walker all are ruled out, then he has to start Adam Thielen.
I don't know if Deontay can cover 4 positions, but I'd probably start him tonight. And
yeah. I think I'd play it safe.
Yeah, I agree. Thielen's been really bad, and I really don't think Cooper's going to play with the concussion. I don't think Kenneth Walker's going to play. He hasn't practiced yet either this week. Dalton Schultz could play, but I don't think he's a better option than Deontay if you're flexing him. And Aaron Jones also could play, but I'd kind of rather see how that shakes out before plugging him back in immediately, because Dylan's been pretty solid in relief. So Deontay, it is, in our opinion. And best of luck with that, because this game could also be ugly.
Good luck, man.
Moving on to running backs. Eckler been brutal. Is he still a top 5 running back for you, or did you finally tick him out of there?
No, sir.
No. Yeah.
I have him at 5.
He's out
as well.
I have him at 7.
I put him at 6.
He's been stink.
He's been so bad.
I could make a case for him to be outside.
This is like the last week where I can keep him right where he's at. Because if he stinks versus the Broncos, I am
He's
outside my top 12. He's just an RB2 at best. I'm so stressed. If like they give him like 50% of the workload and like Josh Kelly gets more carries, I'm terrified.
Scary hours.
Because Josh Kelly fucking stinks. We see it already.
They got Isaiah Spiller too.
That dude has been inactive for like 6 straight weeks. I only know that because I work on that for work, but yeah. Eckler, not good, but you're still starting. Yeah. Zach Moss did not go bonkers in his first game back, but still got all of the volume. Is he a top 10 option this week against the Bengals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have him at 4.
Damn.
4?
I am not.
Yeah, baby. He's better than Jonathan Taylor. Please. And that can't offend you anymore because you have no stock in Jonathan Taylor.
He's on my team. So listen.
He's on my dynasty team, and I'm going to say that.
Fuck, I'm at 11. Taylor.
I had 11 too.
He had 9 points last week. I don't think the Bengals are as bad as we're making them out to be.
All right.
Oh, they're pretty bad, but Zach Moss.
I also think Zach Moss isn't
that
good. The
whole beginning of the year, he's so good.
I know. I saw him as an RB1. I still think you're definitely starting him. I just don't think he's like over some of the guys that are RB1s. Like, I don't know. Don't love it. But
Rashad White, easy.
Yeah, I got Rashad White at 8, so I would agree with that.
That guy's good.
Yeah.
Devin Achane, as we talked about earlier, able to score twice in the big blowout against the Commanders. Is he a viable start this week?
Indeed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's a fucking good ass starter, dude.
Am I asleep? I have him at 14.
Yes, I'm like, what?
You're so sleep.
I have Montgomery and Pollard ahead of him. It's not like I have like bums ahead of him.
Bro. Yeah, the
got that offered, like 2 touchdowns every week.
He got that boom boom paddle.
I know. I'm just like nervous that like they'll just switch or something. I don't know. Yeah, he should be fine. Achane, obviously you're starting him if you have him. He's been so good. We just talked about that, but He should still be probably a top 12 play as well across the board. We also talked about Swift. Is he still a must start? Where did you guys rank him?
Swift. I have him at 15.
Yeah, I got him at 16.
Kind of.
Where you got him?
I love the Eagles. I have him at 1.
Yeah, he's an RB2. You can still start Swift. I still think you should. I think better days are ahead. But yeah, he has been struggling, so I understand it. Derrick Henry, coming off back-to-back monster games, now finds himself against the Dolphins, who could easily blow the Titans out. Does this worry you about starting him this week?
Yes.
A little bit. But I mean,
down to have a poo-poo game.
I got him at 17.
I have him at 23.
I have him at 18.
With his head, hurts a little bit too.
I'm at 18.
He does have a concussion.
He can go boom, boom, pow.
He could. He can score. Probably won't.
He could score. He's a touchdown machine. If they do score, it might be him. Yeah. DN. Low end RB.
99 yard touchdown.
Yeah. Always possible with DN. Ramondre also out for tonight's game. We talked about Zeke just a little bit earlier, but is he a viable start against the Steelers? Where did you rank him?
Zeke?
22.
26. 23. And I got him at 21. I kind of like him tonight, I'm telling you.
We're all right there. 21, 22, 23. Accused of a little bit of a hater at 26, but
three receptions.
Definitely think he's a plug-and-play option for sure. Like, there's 100% a chance he does well, falls face first in the end zone as the only Patriots touchdown this game, because they probably won't score more than 7. But yeah, Zeke definitely an option. All right, moving on to wide receiver, Justin Jefferson is back, ready to go this week against the Raiders. Is he an immediate top 10 option for you guys this week, if not top 5?
Oh, yeah.
I have him at 8.
I have him at...
I like that. I have him at 7.
I'm tempering expectations a little bit because no Kirk. But I didn't want to drop him too far down because it's still
J.J. Yeah, he's still got to be a top 10 option no matter what. J.J., you're starting. Start him. Debo went absolutely bonkers against the Eagles. Let's not talk about that too much. But how did you rank him and Ayuk heading into this week?
Fuck those Seattle guys.
I hate Debo. Debo's easily my most hated player right now.
I have Debo
high. I hate him. Receiver. Running back.
I like him as like a talent, but I hate him because he hates he shits on the birds. Always.
He doesn't like shit on the birds. He didn't shit on us last year.
Just shit on us.
I have them both 14. Outside my top 50 because I hate them.
I got Ayuk at 12, Debo at 13.
No bias.
I have them unranked.
No bias.
Both very startable options, obviously. Just wanted to see if you guys changed the ranks.
No.
Puka and Kupp both found the end zone this past week after struggling a ton. Are you starting both? Are you just starting Puka? What is the deal there?
I have Puka ranked higher.
I do have Puka higher.
Me too.
I'm leaning towards Cooper Kupp's such a hard bench, but he's been so dog. But he actually found the end zone last week, so it's like
garbage.
Took him a while to find it.
And they're playing the Ravens this week, so
oh, never mind.
Fuck that.
I got Puka at 20.
Yeah, he's a little scary.
I got Kupp at 26. So
that's fair.
I'm starting Puka, if any. But obviously, if you have better options this week against the Ravens, I would look elsewhere. They could shut this team down pretty quickly.
Q, we're just rocking with Ravens. I like it.
Okay.
This pod swayed me to keep them in.
Okay.
I was hoping the pod would say something worth value.
Rashee Rice got an uptick in volume the past couple weeks. Looks like the Chiefs' number one wide receiver. Is he pushing the top 20 for you guys?
No. What's pushing? Like, he has to be inside the top 20?
No, he's just like getting close.
Man. All right, I have him at 24.
I have him at 22.
Yeah, I think 22 is pushing. I also have him at 22. You're at 24. That's like mid-20s. He's not pushing yet.
He's leaning.
Yeah.
He was lower last week, so he's pushing.
Yeah, he's moving his way up for me, for sure.
Moving on up.
The volume's ticking up, which you like to see, and all the other wide receivers on the Chiefs are dog water, so
it's not really the only Tony
carrying him. He's king dog water. All right, tight ends. Dallas Goedert should be back this week for the Birds. Are you confidently starting him, or are you nervous about putting him back in your lineup right away?
I'm a little nervous.
Look, Dallas and Dallas.
Yeah, I'm kind of down to start him. Fuck it.
I got him at 13. I'm nervy.
So what?
I have him at 11, so I mean, I think
if you have Goddard, you're probably starting because you probably don't have a better option, but he really wasn't like lighting up the scoreboard.
Goddard or Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill for sure.
Probably Taysom.
Wouldn't even think twice.
Goddard or Muth?
Fuck Muth.
Goddard.
I'll take 30% of Goddard.
I got, yeah, you're right. I just moved Goddard.
Like one arm
over him. Come on, bro.
I still got Njoku over him.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay. So yeah, Goddard is 12. Still a little nervous, but hope he does find the end zone and get back on track. We just talked about Muth. Is he worth starting in this ugly game tonight?
Hell no.
No.
Not unless you're desperate.
Start Tucker Kraft.
Tucker Kraft. What a name.
He's kind of nice.
He is all right. All right, let's move on to our starts and sits of the week before we do our game picks. Q, start us off. Who is your start of the week?
Start of the week is quarterback Russell Wilson. He's been pretty solid the entire season. What can I say? And he's playing the Chargers, who have given up quite a bit to fantasy quarterbacks, quite a bit of rushing touchdowns to fantasy quarterbacks. And Russell Wilson has had two in the past couple weeks, I believe. So I'm sure it'll be a good game for him. Also, combine that with the best wide receiver in the league, Cortland Sutton. And you have a masterclass of a week.
We shall see. I do like the matchup for Russ. What you got? Start of the week.
My start of the week. Sean doesn't very much agree, but that's fine.
I am starting, so I'm in.
You're starting him?
Yeah, in a league over waiting for Ken or Charb.
All right. Ezekiel Elliott. I'm starting him tonight. Well, I'm not starting him tonight, but I would start him tonight if I had him. We just saw James Conner go dummy on the Steelers for 105 yards. And last week, Zeke only played 69% of the snaps and had 17 rushes for 52 yards. Not the worst. He had 5 targets, 4 receptions, 40 receiving yards. So will they be passing him the ball? I don't know. Probably. I hope so. I'm taking the over. I'm betting the over on his receiving yards. Okay. I don't know. He gets some touches, man. I think gets at least like 20 touches. Probably gets like 60 total yards, maybe a touchdown or something. He'll get you a nice little 10.
I like it. Zeke, definitely a nice plug-and-play start with Ramondre out, unfortunately. Matt, start of the week.
I'm going to go the running back on the opposite side of the ball, Jaylen Warren. Najee a little bit banged up. I think Warren sees an uptick in volume. Right now he's sitting at like 45% snap share. I see that going up tonight. And him with some more opportunity, he could do some damage. So I love me some Jaylen Warren tonight. And what
can't
I
say that.
It's going to be a gritty game. So they're going to have to rely on the run game with Mitch at the helm.
Mitchy Mitch, baby. Yeah, I do like Warren as well. Definitely a solid start, especially if Najee does miss the game. My start of the week, someone you're probably already starting, but I really wanted to just make sure that you know you have to start Devontae Adams this week. He's on a different team. He has different quarterbacks.
No, don't be too obvious.
I know, but he's playing the Vikings. He was a little bit chaotic a couple of weeks ago where people were panicking. So I just wanted to point out his last 4 games versus the Vikings. This man owns the Minnesota Vikings. 41.6 points, 30.3 points, 30.5 points, and 30.6 points.
He's a different scenario for all those games.
No, that's what I said. Same different team, different quarterback, same Devontae Adams, the Vikings killer. Bro, he's coming in with the same mindset. He's going.
Yeah, please. I trust right for once.
He's going holistic. He's a lock, obviously, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that he owns the Minnesota Vikings.
Can they please sign Aaron Rodgers for this week? Just this week.
His Achilles might not work, but maybe.
It's fine.
All right, moving on to sits. Q, who are you sitting?
I am sitting every Seattle running back. I think last week I said sit every Seattle player, and that clearly did not work. But I'm going to stick to it. They played San Francisco 2 weeks ago, and Charbonnet was butt cheeks. I think he only had like 9 points. We don't know the status of Kenneth Walker. Wouldn't trust him if he was playing. And DJ Dallas, I don't think anyone's putting him in their lineup, but that would be your third option. 49ers are clearly great against the run. We saw that last week. So that means start the Seattle running backs.
because I just said don't sit them. Don't start them. So take it for what it's worth.
I like it a lot. Quick question. Warren, Aaron Jones, Zeke, which two should I start? Got to go Warren and Zeke tonight.
Oh. Yeah. set your fate tonight.
We both just
better so bad.
Matt just had Warren as a start of the week. T-God's had Zeke as start of the week. Aaron Jones, we're not sure if he's even going to play. He probably has a chance, but I'd rather not take that risk and start both of those guys tonight.
Trust me and T-God's.
Yep. Have faith.
Yep.
T-God, sit of the week.
Sit of the week is Najee. Like Matt was saying, he's a little banged up still. And the Patriots don't really get ran on like that. Like, last week, Eckler had 14 rushes for 18 yards. And 2 weeks ago, Saquon had 12 rushes for 46 yards. So you like Jalen Warren for the receiving upside, but Najee banged up, probably not going to be getting that many snaps or yards or anything. He's just not going to look good tonight. I'm kind of out on Najee, which sucks because I'm a big Najee stan. But tonight, he's riding pine.
Yeah, I like that. This game decides if they do a punishment. I'm still going Warren and Zeke. Aaron Jones, this is his first day practicing, and he was only limited in since November 19th.
That risk for a punishment.
Yeah.
Well, what if I need to know what the punishment is?
Could be bad.
You have to drink all the league members' piss. You're
out. I thought you were going to say worse.
Q's been preaching that for years.
And that's been dying to drink piss.
It's not a yearly punishment. It's a weekly punishment.
That's yeah. So bad.
I don't know who's been asked.
Who's going to end up dying? Man.
So you guys would have
sexy
had,
calendar punishment.
Oof. Good job. Not bad. I wouldn't mind.
Right.
Yeah, that would be funny either way.
Lit. That's a good ass punishment, dude.
Yeah, that's a good John. Yeah. Still go Warren and Zeke. Definitely. Matt, back to you for your sit of the week.
Sit of the week, T. Higgins. Been very up and down this season, but last week with him healthy and Browning at quarterback. Obviously, Browning favors Jamar heavily. I think Jamar had like 12 or 13 targets to T's three. So I think Jamar is just going to be that safety blanket for Browning, and T's going to have a tough time getting involved. So I think he's best left on benches.
Yeah, I would agree. Seems like he's even using Boyd more as well. So
yeah.
T's still probably not fully healthy. Definitely just leave him on the bench. I like that sit. My sit of the week is a little bit more spicy. Cooper Kupp.
What?
Ravens allow the second fewest fantasy points to wide receivers. Kupp struggled again last week before the late garbage time touchdown, which we talked about earlier. Not sure I love him in this matchup. Just not proven to be matchup proof this season like he has been in the past. I'm avoiding, if possible, bench Cooper Kupp.
That guy's
understandable. Nice. Have a great day.
Yep. Yeah. All right, let's do picks for this week.
Who are you talking to?
It was that check meme.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Get in the know.
Standings for picks. Q, 124 games correct. I am right behind at 123. Matt creeping back up at 120. T-God's still fighting his way back up at 112, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He is continuing to munch on the upsets. We'll see if that trend continues this week. All right. Thursday night football, Patriots at the Steelers. Who are we taking tonight?
Steelers. Thursday night football prediction. The Steelers.
Give me the Steelers as well. That's a clean sweep. Panthers at the Saints.
Saints. Their car sucks, though.
Yeah, he does. He's so bad.
It might be a Jameis show. Car did get hurt.
Olave better play, though.
I know. Oh, my God. Sicky ball. Fucking cry if he doesn't play.
Najee's active.
Still start Warren.
Yep.
Lions at the Bears.
Lions.
Justin Fields and the Bears blow dick.
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions as well.
Okay. Too many sweeps. Come on, let's get juicy.
I had to take the Lions. I thought about the Bears. Coming. Don't get me wrong. But there are some juice coming. Texans at the Jets. So we got
Texans.
I'm taking the Texans as well.
I like that. Also, I'm taking the Texans. Clean sweep. Colts at the Bengals. Who we got?
Colts.
Give me the Colts.
Bro, give me come the on, man.
Fucking Bengals.
Oh my God. Gardner Minshew's the truth. Finally.
Give me the Bengals. The spread moved like 3 points towards the Bengals today. Give me them.
Paying too much to that spread.
I don't care. Bengals are winning. They're not frauds. Jake Browning's the truth.
Stop.
So is Michael Pittman.
Jags at the Browns.
Browns.
Yeah, give me the Browns also. Clean sweep. Beathard, not the truth.
Nope.
Beat hard.
Rams at the Ravens.
Ravens for sure.
Ravens, easy sweep. Bucks at the Falcons.
Falcons.
Give me the Bucks.
Give me the Bucks.
Give me the Bucks, dude.
You're on Falcons Island.
Nope, give me the Bucks. I just switched.
Oh my God, you rat.
He was scared.
Yeah. You know what?
I got nothing to lose. Give me the Falcons then.
All right. Yeah, it's on Falcons Island.
You won't bully me to go back.
Go back, bitch. Yeah, are you joining the crowd, you follower?
Vikings at the Raiders.
Give me the Vikings.
Give me the Raiders, brother.
Give me the Vikings.
JJ versus Addy. Hopefully they both go off.
It should be a fun one. Seahawks at the Niners.
Come on, Niners. Except I hope they somehow lose. But...
so bad.
Give me Geno now.
God. I low-key want to take Geno so bad, but with no running back, I'm so scared.
DK's good again.
DK, he's like a fucking bionicle.
All right, give me the Seahawks too. Fuck it. We're on Seahawks. Fuck it. Seahawks are winning. Fuck the Niners. They're fucking frauds.
Even though they didn't get this.
I hate them. Bills at the Chiefs.
Bills.
Bills.
Chiefs stink.
Give me the Chiefs. I'll be on Chiefs Island all day by myself.
Okay.
I kind of want to go now.
Josh Allen? Stephon Diggs?
Come on. Yeah. All you got is Mahomes and barely Mahomes and
Kelsey.
These are the games that Chiefs like the Chiefs win. They win these types of games.
Yep. Mm-hmm. T-God's back on the Chiefs with me. 2v2. I'm no longer on the island. Broncos at the Chiefs. Who we got?
Chargers have to win a game. Chargers. This is it.
Give me the Broncos for sure.
Give me the Broncos. Easy. The Chargers suck ass. Sorry, I hate the Chargers right now. They lose every game.
They do.
But yeah, give me the Broncos. Courtland Sutton. Four touchdowns this week.
Gerald Everett.
No, actually, no, not Sutton four touchdowns because Q, you can't beat me.
I'm not playing Sutton.
No, you're benching Sutton?
Why would I bench Sutton? I mean, start Sutton.
Why wouldn't over you Puka?
Why wouldn't you? Who are you starting over Puka. In Puka?
Sorry,
Sutton ranked over.
I'll bench CD for Sutton.
Please.
Dude, it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't give a fuck about that league.
It matters for me. I need the fucking
pop. I know. I'm spoiling your ass like some milk.
All right, we'll see.
Go to the next game.
What was that? 2v2 Broncos, Chargers. Eagles at the Cowboys.
Go Birds.
Yeah, clean sweep there. Packers at the Giants.
Giants. Packers. I mean, Packers. Fuck.
Whoa. Clean sweep there. Still quarterbacking.
And the last game, Titans at the Dolphins.
Come on.
On CBS, Titans have 0%.
I know. Usually it's at least one.
Yeah, it's Dolphins.
Give me the Dolphins.
Dolphins. Easy. Things up.
We got two Monday night games, both at the same time. So stupid.
Seriously?
Yeah. What Packers, Giants, Titans, Dolphins are both Monday.
Why are they both ass games, too?
I'll be watching the Dolphins.
I'll be watching both simultaneously.
Matt, is that a bike back there?
Fucking right. You want me to hop on it?
If I beat you, can you do it? Can you do the pod from the bike next to me?
I would have to shift it.
While Matt is setting up his bike, Q, do we have trivia?
We have two questions today.
Say less. Matt's going for a bike ride.
Dude, he's gone.
He's history. What if he just like rolled out of the screen like it was a real bike?
Hell yeah.
They call me Lance Armstrong.
I've heard that.
All right. Trivia it up, Q.
All right. So in the NFL. Oh, are you guys ready?
Paper.
Just use your fucking phone.
Well, that's what I fucking mean by paper.
Matt, every week.
Two big differences. In the NFL, there are four cat-themed franchises who are the only two active players who have caught touchdowns for three of these teams. Neither of them have played for a non-Cat franchise.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the Cats.
What?
I could tell you the Cats if you need me to.
Jags, Panthers.
Bengals, Lions.
Bengals, Lions.
Okay.
I know one off the bat. Easy rip.
Neither have ever played for a non-Cat team.
Easy rip. Easy rip. The first bowl's easy.
And the I mean, not that it matters, but it's just interesting that one of them, they college, they played on a Cat team as well.
Wild. So they're both active, right?
Both active.
All right, I need the other one.
On Cat teams? What the fuck kind of question is this?
I already got one bubble.
Think I have one bubble.
Both currently on
it. Think about the one bubble. One bubble, easy.
Played for the same Cat twice?
Yep.
I got him.
Meow.
Are they both wide receivers?
They are. I guess I should have said that.
I think you did say that.
I just wanted to make sure. I think Hayden Hurst played for like half these fucking teams too.
I would say like Alan Hearns.
Ew.
What the fuck? I'm stumped.
Me too. Second bowl's hard. First bowl was easy. Second bowl's hard. Who's active on these teams?
I know it. I know it.
Shut up.
Sean, you should know it, idiot.
Shut up.
You got 15 seconds.
It's not enough time.
You've had plenty of time. Yep, and shut it. Shut it.
I know.
8 seconds.
I don't think I'm getting second bowl.
I'm actually confident in my two answers.
3 seconds. Blah, blah, blah. All right.
Fuck.
The answers are Marvin Jones, of course.
Yes.
And DJ Chark.
That's my guy. How did I not get him? I forgot he existed because he's so bad.
Dude.
I kept thinking about the Panthers, and I was like, I kept thinking.
Let's go, team. Sean, wow.
Mingo, Thielen. Mingo, Thielen. DJ Chark sucks.
Washed.
I am washed. All right, let me bounce back in the second question.
All right. This one I heard today, and it's a very good one. So tonight, the Patriots and the Steelers play. Since 2000, they are in top five most wins since 2000.
Yep.
Can you name the other three teams in that top five?
Maybe. 2000 is such a fucking long time.
That is.
Pets. Have they been that good enough to like carries all the way through 2023? God, it's such a fucking long time. No way it's them. Nope.
This is tough.
Maybe. No. Maybe?
Four and five. If you're going in order, because it's Patriots and Steelers 1 and 2, 4 and 5 are tied. So if you want to count the sixth, you can, but
I'll guess the sixth.
So
the sixth is only what?
What teams are on a bye this week?
I don't think any, right?
Cardinals.
It ain't them.
The Commanders.
And it ain't them.
Yeah, it ain't them.
The sixth place team is only one win behind the two.
They're good too.
If we name it, will it count?
I guess.
So we're listing four teams.
You're naming listing. Sure, four teams.
I have five. So now and I don't know six. Which one's wrong.
I'm not going to give you as much time as they did on this radio show because they gave like a whole commercial break and came back and then bull.
No. I have five already, I'm and lying. I have a. Nah, it can't be them.
Wait, no.
They didn't really go through any dry spells. I can't remember if they were fucking good or not.
Matt Muse is using a picture of Ramondre Stevenson for their teams. Right. Like,
thanks.
Damn it.
All right.
Wait. All right. I got to cross one out. I have five.
Matt, you have answers?
Yeah, I got four. They're all probably wrong, but fuck it.
Yeah, Sean, why do you keep saying five? One, two, three.
No,
four.
I said I put down five because I have five that I think could be the team.
Oh, okay. You better.
Like, I wrote down all the best teams that I could think of. All right, I got four. I erased one. I'm sad about it, though. I think that team could be one.
All right. So okay, we have the Patriots, the Steelers. Number three, we have the Packers. Of course.
Oh, yes. Okay, I got that. I got that.
The two teams tied with 228 wins in 2000 are the Colts. Yep. And the Ravens, who have
I crossed them out.
And one win behind them with 227 is the Eagles.
I got the Eagles.
Damn, we all tied.
How many wins do the Chiefs have, dude? I thought they would have enough over the last like decade. 214. To carry
them
in.
They're 14 behind fifth place.
I should have crossed out the Chiefs.
I wrote the Broncos.
I wrote the Saints.
I had Eagles, Packers, Colts, Chiefs. And I crossed out Ravens instead of crossing out Chiefs. Those are the two teams I was between crossing out.
We need the Colts and the Ravens to lose this week, and then we'll be tied for fifth place. The Eagles. Well, we need to win as well.
We're winning, crazy.
Eagles have never really had like a dry spout.
Yeah, we just had a couple down years here and there.
Like even with Chip Kelly, he was a 10-win coach both years he played or coached.
We had like a 7-9 year with him or something.
I don't know. But we're up there.
I know the first season was 10 wins for sure. Yeah. All right. That is it for the week 13 recap, week 14 preview. We'll be back next week with both again, and we'll be doing so throughout the fantasy playoffs to help you guys win those matchups. Again, if you are interested in using Fanatics, please go to that link in our bio. Take advantage of the current sale going on. Using code PRESENT, up to 50% off. Get those Christmas presents in. We are also a part of the Old City Sports Network, a ton of great podcast sponsors with discounts available as well. Also in our bio, SeatGeek, local breweries, Beard Oil, ton of good stuff on there. Definitely check that link out on all platforms. And as always, just make sure you follow us on all platforms, Super Fantasy Bros, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are everywhere. See you guys next week. Good luck in week 14. Hope you make the fantasy playoffs.
Thanks.
Peace.
Me as well.